right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. You're looking at our new set. Just kidding. It's just not ready yet.
We're in a transitionary period. Yeah. Be patient.
I also am well aware there might be a little bit of an echo.
Yeah, there's a tiny bit of echo. Sorry. That's all I really can say.
I'm working with Morgan and Justin to get me, I called them sound muffler panels.
Yeah.
And she said they're just called sound panels, but yeah, I'll help you. Also, huge shout out to Morgan and Justin for doing their absolute most to help us with the audio last week.
Yeah. Thanks for being troopers, y'all.
Some of you.
I know that y'all, some of y'all fucking hated it, but it's okay. Because the world will go on. But it was, You should have seen the catastrophe that was that episode. We filmed it 3 times.
And the one we put up was the second iteration of it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
We
basically, I had fucked up SD cards. So
yeah, so the sound didn't like transfer. So what you heard was Justin helping turn up the recording audio and not this, because this audio was non-existent and that audio did exist. So thanks for being troopers, y'all. We had a kooky week this week, but also we moved. So yeah. We're in a bigger space.
Yeah.
That's why it's a little echoey. And Dayson moves. Dayson's moving
in September.
Yeah. I moved. And now we got a new space. So we're working on redesigning the set, but we had to bring the plushies out.
The squishy babies.
Yeah. We had to bring them out just so you guys. It's like when you relocate a dog, you like put stuff that they can recognize so they're not too scared. That's us with y'all.
I know.
Don't be afraid.
The set is pretty like sterile looking, but it's okay.
We look really tan though against it, which I fuck with.
Yeah, you do. I don't know that I do, but yeah, I don't.
You do. You look tanner than the wall. At least you don't blend
than the wall. God, I hope so. Oh my gosh, you guys, by the time you watch this, we will have already seen Taylor Swift.
That is true.
We're very excited.
We're going to see Taylor Swift. That is true. And it's going to be very fun. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a lot of fun.
I've been listening nonstop to several different Spotify playlists that are the Eras Tour. What's it called? Her set list.
Yeah.
I think she plays Delicate, which I will scream if she does do that one. I do like that one.
I need to brush up on a few albums. I do know like the first few, obviously, because I liked her fun music when I was a kid.
So would you say Up Till Red or even before Red, like up to Speak Now?
No, you know, Red I loved.
Yeah.
And then 1989 was after that. I liked that one.
Okay.
So
it was after the album. You don't know.
After that was what? Lover?
No, Reputation.
Hello. Okay. That one I didn't listen to at all.
This is Reputation, Lover, Folklore, then Evermore.
Okay. I listened to all of the Evermore and Folklore. I've only heard like maybe one song off of both.
Those ones are so underrated. It's crazy.
And then
Midnights, I listened to the fuck out of as soon as it came out.
Okay. Midnights. Yeah. I know everything about Midnights, but yeah, I fell off on Evermore and Folklore, but like Lover, I know like a few songs. Isn't like London Boy on that one?
Yeah, but I don't know that one.
So is Cruel Summer. Great song.
False God. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, that's a good one. And then what's the one before that? Reputation. Mm-hmm. I just listened to the one. Like What You Made Me Do. That's like the only one I had.
Ready for It is on that one too. I don't like either of those songs. That's okay.
Yeah.
You know what else is in Reputation? Mm. Getaway Car.
Oh, okay. Well, that one is
a
good.
Banger.
That's a banger. That's why I said, like, I know the bangers on all the albums.
Delicate is on Reputation, too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you go and look, well, I was, like, telling Carrie, we were talking about it with Carrie. I was talking about Carrie. And I was, like, naming songs I like. And she goes, those are all on the albums you said you don't like. And I was like, huh.
Interesting. Interesting.
But I will admit to you guys, I don't know the words to anything.
I know the words to everything. I just don't. Unless I don't know it.
You know what song I loved for a really long time and I was listening to in the car on the way here and I kind of cried listening to it? The Archer. That one's on Lover. I love that song.
Can't comment on it. Don't know it.
But Cruel Summer, I'm very excited to see live.
Cruel Summer is
that's her set. That's the second one on the set list.
That one's a banger.
The first one is Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Kid. What are those words?
I only know that song literally now because of the like TikToks I've seen of
there people is a TikTok
her. No.
Yeah, no, I know.
I've seen people sing her and she opens with that song.
You too and me.
It's like Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Kid. Yeah. That's the only one. No, that's the only part I know.
That's literally the only reason I know that song too. Yeah.
I watched the sweetest little boy, like
the kid in the back.
Yeah. Well, you know, and his mom took him and like he was like sobbing and singing that song. That's the only reason I know it.
Me too.
It's you and me.
Yeah. Very excited.
So fucking cute.
What are you hoping she plays for the surprise song?
I don't know.
She doesn't repeat songs.
I know. I heard. I can't imagine having a discography that big, especially if you perform for 3 hours.
But she did repeat Maroon and she did I Can See You, which is a new release, like from the vault off Speak Now. And everyone says that song's super queer coded. And she did both of those songs on Carly Kloss's birthday. So everyone is assuming, and Maroon's about being hurt by someone.
Sometimes I think that people give artists and creatives
too much credit.
Yeah.
No, but she's known for being like that.
No. But I'm saying on the flip side, I think that a lot of times artists like her know that they're gonna scheme and they're gonna plot and they're gonna like pull meaning from stuff. Mm-hmm. So they do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Because it just keeps your name in their mouth and they're talking about you and obsessing over you, and that's a good thing for them. So like, I mean, she seems like a smart person. I bet you she knows. You know what I mean? Like she knows what she's doing. But I'm sure it'll be fun. It'll be interesting.
I know, I'm very excited.
It should be fun, but also on another exciting note,
but really fast. I'm really excited you asked me what surprise song I hope she does,
I didn't even answer the question. I don't know.
Okay.
Wait, does she do Better Than Revenge?
No, she's never done that one. I hope
that's the one I hope for because I loved that song back in the day.
And then she rewrote it to not be so slut shamey.
Yeah, that is true.
Which I love.
I was like trying to think of the lyric.
It's the one on the mattress.
Yeah. She's better known for the things she does on the mattress.
And now it's like she lights a flame to the matches or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of the rewritten lyric. I can't think of it, but
she doesn't sing everything.
Yeah, I hope she plays Better Than Revenge. Or has she done Forever and Always?
I think so.
Damn.
But she might repeat it. She did a repeat.
Forever and Always is a great one. Love that one. Oh, Mr. Perfectly Fine. Has she done that one?
She has done one, but I love that song.
That's a great one. That's a banger.
People have been theorizing that when she does Style, that she'll have Harry Styles come out. Because it's like...
I'll shit myself.
It's like inferred that 1989 will be the next re-release, obviously, because she's done all the other...
She has to. I'm excited.
Yeah.
1989 was a great one. I loved that album.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Into the Woods. Out of the Woods. I always say Into the Woods.
Into the Woods.
I hope she does The Way I Loved You.
That's a great one.
Or...
I love
or Getaway Car. What was it? There was another one I had that I really wanted her to do. I don't think she does Mirrorball. No, if she does Mirrorball, I will shit myself. That's one of my favorite ones too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
We're going with our mom and our bestie Alex, and it's going to be very fun. Girls night. I saw that Teffy just went last night. Like, she had so much fun.
She did. Another exciting thing is that we're going to see Beyonce too, which that one I listen, I don't cry at stuff like ever really. I don't think I'll cry.
Me either. I never do. That's so funny.
That doesn't mean I don't cry. That means I don't cry at like concerts and stuff typically. Because I remember I told y'all like my delusion. I'm just like, oh, that person could be my friend. So that's why it doesn't make me emotional. But for Beyonce, I might cry because I've just never in my lifetime thought I would go see her.
No, that's how I felt when I saw her at Coachella. That was crazy.
I know, and I missed that because I was in Hawaii when Dayson went to see her at Coachella.
Yeah.
And I was so sad because I listened to the Homecoming album front to back that entire year.
Mm.
So I genuinely never thought she would go on tour again. Yeah. Like I thought like if she does stuff, it'll be like pop-up stuff, like these big shows or like award shows. I never thought I would get to see her. So now we're going to go and we're going to take our loved ones and it's going to be so fucking awesome. I just love Beyonce. Yeah. Oh my God.
Especially with Renaissance and stuff like right after. Like
yeah. Like, right, well, and even like Renaissance coming out too. Like I did not anticipate that either. Before she like obviously announced it, but, I just mean all her other albums I used to listen to all the time.
I know.
When I was like in high school and college.
What's your favorite Beyonce album?
That's really hard.
I think mine's a tie between Lemonade.
I do love Lemonade.
And Four.
Four is so good.
But
so
Beyonce is really good
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and so is B-Day. And so yeah. is I Am Sasha Fierce. Yeah. Like, holy fuck, dude.
They're all really good.
Holy fuck, dude.
How fun. Even the we're dance. So much song, fun.
Yeah, wait, hold on. The song Dance For You. I literally listened to that song so much and I learned the choreography to it. Just because I thought it was awesome. Mm. And I was like practicing in my dorm room.
You go in college.
She has a song called Resentment. That's so good. I'll
it's so funny. I think you know more about Beyonce than I do. And I know more about Taylor Swift than you.
That's true. Oh my gosh. She just has. Beyonce's just like, she's those once in a lifetime performers. Like, she's just a talent.
I know, like, how you know exciting we get to go see two, like, super powerful female performers.
Yeah.
Like, Taylor Swift performs for 3.5 hours.
I know. I think Beyonce's is around the same, too.
I think hers is, like, 2. That's why they're saying, like when you see Taylor Swift go on, like, the sun is still out. But I've seen for Beyonce, people are like, wait, she doesn't come on till like, 10 p.m.
As she should.
I know.
I don't care what time you come on, girl. You take your time.
I wonder if Beyonce has any openers. Probably, I would think so, right?
I honestly have no idea.
I've never seen anyone
post about
them. I've
seen so many Renaissance videos and pictures and shit. And I honestly have no idea.
And everyone looks so pretty.
Ugh, it's just, ugh. I just love her.
I'm very excited.
Ugh, I love her. I'll shit myself. I'll rip all my eyelashes out. I don't care. I don't care at all. Very exciting. What other things you got going on?
Just moving.
Yeah, moving. Moving takes over our lives. Everyone's life, as I'm sure all of you are well aware.
Okay, do you want to share one of our favorite TikToks right now?
Yeah, there's this one that Dayson sent me, and it's this girl, and she's like, she wrote like something. She was like, I just cleaned out my closet.
Found my R&B hat.
Yeah, like her caption was like, I just cleaned out my closet. Mm-hmm. And then it was like her saying, I found my R&B hat. And it's like one of those crochet or like knit.
Like baseball cap kind of style.
That's like a paperboy hat almost. Yeah. And it's like she turned it to the side. And then she's like tilting the phone down. And she's going, don't, 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 don't.
And if you grew up listening to Music Soul Child like dude. We did.
And one of the top comments says, all right, now music. The cue. And so we take the cue going, don't, 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 don't. Holy shit, dude. That's one of our what's another hyperfixation of ours lately?
It's got a bush. What the hell?
I don't know. I've never had this many eggs.
It's just new quotes from this is what is it? I think you should leave.
I think you should leave, yeah. It's just we just find a new one every time.
It's got a bush. What the hell?
Anyways. You could be a flapper.
A what?
Dude, holy fuck. That is so funny. What else is going on with you? Oh, I know something that's going on with me. So I posted my promos for my recent episode of the comment section with ER Fightmaster, mm-hmm. who we love, we stan. Mm-hmm. And I posted another clip yesterday because it's like a silly, it's like just like a, I wanted to post another TikTok. And it's me talking about when I fell at that premiere. And I fell in front of someone that I dislike because he was really rude to me the first time I met him. And then, like, all my comment section is literally people wanting to know who it is.
Has anyone guessed it yet?
No. I'm like, you're never going to guess it. Like,
I want to guess who they think it is because they always pick someone dumb.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're like, well, I'm sure Bryce Hall's in there.
No, he hasn't been in there. That one feels like an obvious guess.
Okay.
Is it, like, it wasn't no, Bryce
like,
Hall.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. I was thinking like, they're like Elon Musk.
No, not even.
Joe Rogan.
That was one. And I was like.
In what, you guys?
And I just was
let's
like.
Let's put our thinking caps on. You know what,
when someone said Joe Rogan, I wrote, he's never in any room that I'm in.
Those are, let's put our like, thinking caps on. In what world would I be in the same room as them?
Well, no, the main guest was Matt Rife. And I was like, I've never met him, so no. Right? But
again, in what world?
Like, where would we interact? Like, where would we be in the same... Like, where would we ever be in the same room? We wouldn't. We simply wouldn't.
All right, friends, we're going to take a quick little break with our friends at ZocDoc. So you know that feeling you get when you finally find the thing you've been searching for on the internet. After spending hours researching and reading thousands of reviews, you find it. This thing, whatever it is. It could be a really cute outfit for the Eras Tour. It could be something for your nails. I don't know, girl. But you find it. It checks all your boxes and it has 5 stars. Oh, and it arrives in 48 hours. So why is it that you can get the most random, wonderfully reviewed thing from around the world in just 2 days? But if you want to see a good doctor, it can take forever to get an appointment. Not to mention, how do you know if they're even good? Thankfully, there's a way. It's called ZocDoc, a place to find and book great doctors who actually have amazing reviews, many with appointments available within 24 hours. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. These docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not bots. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 48 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. If I needed this product, it's what I'd use when I was looking for my doctor. So all of you can go to ZocDoc.com/2idiotgirls and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/2idiotgirls. ZocDoc.com/2idiotgirls. Now back to the episode.
But like, that's
like, Bryce Hall would make more sense to me.
That's why I said that one makes more sense because we're both influencers.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm not saying that person is an influencer. I'm just saying that would make more sense to me because we would coexist in similar spaces.
It would make sense for you to be in the same room.
Yeah. Like at an event or something. But this was a huge event. So like, it could have been anybody. Right. But
not Matt Rife or Joe Rogan.
It wasn't them. Like, but my point being, like, they're like, are you going to tell us? And I'm like, no. I don't know if that was obvious by me not telling you the name, but the answer is no.
I'm so glad you asked because now I am going to tell you.
The answer, why didn't you guys just ask? I would have told you. The answer is no. I'm not going to tell you. But I did tell someone last night because they were like, normalize name dropping. No, first of all. But second of all, I was like, I don't need to like non-consensually start drama to be funny. Like the joke is funny because I made it funny, right? So like I made a joke about myself because I fell in front of someone I dislike.
Because that's a story that you're a part of. So I think like
exactly
something that I think about a lot that I see on a lot of different types of podcasts is that people will talk about the, like, you guys know we're on TikTok. So I see drama. I see things people are posting about. I don't feel the need to comment on it on our podcast because I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
and all power to you if you do that.
Yeah.
But I don't like to do that. Like that's not my vibes personally. So, the joke is that he got his lick back indirectly. That's the joke. The joke is that, and I'll tell you guys what happened. I met him the first time I met him at an event. He was really offended that
this was a year ago. So this was last year.
Yeah. And
almost to like the day, which is pretty crazy. It was like a month apart.
Yeah. We were at an event. Mm-hmm. And the only reason we crossed paths was because
he's a big fan.
His team, his representation, like his agent or manager at the time, she was a really big fan of mine. And then his other friend was also a big fan of mine. There's three of them, and he was the third person, and he was not a fan of mine. And so then when I met them, I like went around the circle to be polite. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. My name is Drew. Like I was like shaking everyone's hands. And when I shook his, he was like, and then told me his name, which, okay. I didn't read into it, but I was like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Kept talking.
I almost said something that would incriminate us. So keep going. Like that would give away who it is. Sorry. Yeah.
We kept talking and then it was awkward, like, because he was clearly annoyed. And then his agent was like, oh, this is so-and-so. He does this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, I think I recognize. After she said what his name was, I was like, oh, okay. I think I do recognize you, which was not a lie.
When he said his name was Elon, she didn't realize which
one. I thought, Tesla Elon?
When he said it, it didn't click till she said Musk.
And then I thought,
oh, that's how I know you. Okay.
No, it's like, and again, it's a nondescript white dude to me. Like I don't know who that is, right?
And so, well, and to your defense, you never know who anyone is.
That's my point. I said don't take it personally also, and that's why I said hold on. That's why I go, oh, okay, I think I am familiar, right, like with your work, right? And I said it in nice. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I think I'm familiar with your work. And then he went like this. Are you like that? Hey man, what? Like, hey, what the fuck? Like, these are just pleasantries. I'm not even talking to you. Like, your team wants to talk to me. So then because that was fucking rude and he was trying to embarrass me in front of his friends, right? I went, if you're the white guy I'm thinking of, if not, my bad. And then they laughed. He didn't laugh. And then I said, you're not Bryce Hall, are you? Ah, just kidding. To be funny. And then he like genuinely got pissed off. And then they left. Like, he walked away. And so I was like, all right, see ya. I'll never see you again. Wrong. I did see him again, in fact.
A whole year later.
And then the universe. I haven't seen him since. Like, literally, I have not seen him since. Like, at anything I've been to. And then I saw him again at that event. And I ate shit in front of him. And he didn't help me. And so then I thought to myself.
Well, and to his defense, me playing both sides of the fence, there were multiple men standing around.
That is true. He was not the only man that ignored me.
None of them helped her get up. She didn't need help. But none of them asked her if she was okay. It was me and like three other women.
Yeah. All the girls asked me if I was okay. Not one man did. Mm-mm. And then including the man who was supposed to be telling people that there's a slant right there where I tripped. His back was turned. That's why I ate shit. And he didn't even help me. So like, and he was working. So
everyone at that event was there to have fun at the end of the day
and not do their job.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That's how it felt.
All the men weren't. Yeah. Just kidding. But even then, like, I was telling, like, that's the joke I made. That's why I told ER, like, I roused the crowd and I embarrassed him because he was fucking rude to me. And then I fell in front of him and he didn't help me. And some people in the comments were saying, even if I like didn't like somebody, I would still help them or ask them if they were okay.
Yeah.
And I said, well, he's a man, so it tracks, doesn't it? Like, well, I would.
Right? I always think too, I hate to quote change or do I, but respecting women you're attracted to isn't respecting women.
And I don't even know if he's like, I have no way of knowing whether or not he's like, I don't think he's attracted to me at all. I just, but
no, but
right.
I'm saying if he doesn't like want to help or respect women that he's not attracted to.
Yeah. I doubt he is. Cause I know his girlfriend. So I fucking doubt it he's attracted to me. I find that really hard to believe. Mm. His girlfriend's a fan of mine too. So anyways, no, to answer your, this rhetorical question, no, I will not tell you who it was. Because that's not the point of the joke. Like, that's my whole point is like, just let me be funny and tell you some tea. And it doesn't have to involve anyone or create drama in order to be funny.
Well, and to be honest, it doesn't make the story any funnier. Like, if you did know.
It really doesn't.
No, like, it's already funny on its own.
Think of, like, someone with a platform who doesn't like me.
Like, it could be anyone.
It could be anybody. You know what I'm saying? That could be literally anybody. The only confirmation I gave y'all was that he was a man. So that's literally it. And honestly, like, I don't even know if he had any particular feeling towards me until that interaction. Like, he probably didn't even know who I was, or he probably had heard of me, but didn't really like follow me or anything.
Honestly, he didn't even recognize you because
actually, I take that back. He absolutely knew who I was because his girlfriend is a big fan of mine. Yes.
When you,
I take
when
it back.
You met him. Yeah.
He knows who I am and she's still a fan of mine, but he knows who I am. He just never followed me or interacted with me, which I'm fucking cool with. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I have no idea what his feelings towards me at all as far as like a person were prior to that. I just know he didn't like me after that interaction and he has no one to blame but himself because he was fucking rude. Listen, I don't care how big my platform gets. I'm never going to assume that people know who I am, especially other people in the industry.
Yeah. Like we saw Markel.
I love Markel.
Every time we see him, he's such a sweetie.
Love Markel.
But he came with his friend and I had never met her before. So she just walked up to me and started talking to me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, have you ever met my sister Drew? And I'm like, I'm the person with the flower with you. But she was so nice.
You'd be shocked. Like, there are so many people who are genuinely so nice in the industry. Like, such good people, such good vibes. Like, really, really sweet. It's like people you would least expect are like really fucking rude.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like people that you would never expect necessarily anything from that are actually very entitled and very rude. But I just like don't care which room I'm in, regardless of who's in there. I'm still going to introduce myself because that's rude. Like to just be like, and you know me, right? Like sometimes I'll be like, ah, nice to meet you. I'm Drew. And they're like, oh, I know who you are. And I'm like, well, that's sweet, but I'm never going to assume. So that's what he was doing. Like he was assuming that I would know who he was. And because I didn't, he got fucking mad at me. Plus he was a lot shorter than me. So that didn't help.
I know.
Rip. But don't take it personally. I'm taller than almost every man. So like in the industry, I'm taller than a lot of men in the industry.
You're taller than everyone in the industry.
Yeah. Man, woman, or anyone else. Doesn't matter. I'm taller than most people in the industry. ER is taller than me though.
Slay.
In case you guys are big fans of ER. I loved that.
Yeah.
They are so popular, which I'm happy. I'm happy they are. They deserve to be.
I know.
But they were so wonderful and they laughed at my joke. So I want you guys to laugh at it too.
Mm-hmm.
I want y'all to laugh at it. And I know we love to chismosa over here, but that's it.
Well, and it's funny, they didn't even ask you who it was. And to be honest, if you told them, they would be like, I don't know what that is.
Y'all would know who it was, no, but you wouldn't care.
Not them. I'm talking about ER. Didn't ask you.
Oh, no. ER didn't ask me because, well, honestly, I told ER, you're never going to know who it is. Like, would have no idea who that was.
Like, I could tell you, and you'd be like, okay.
Well, in my clip, they say, after I say that.
I don't know a man's name.
Yeah, I don't know any man's name. So, when I said, and that's so real.
That's the real lesbian.
I wish I didn't either. Yeah. Anywho, I think that's all my zoomies.
Yeah. Dude, I was trying to watch that episode on my TV and I couldn't watch the video. So I was like, how are people watching it? So then I ended
up on TV.
Yeah. So I ended up airplaying it from my Spotify.
That's probably how. And so to be honest.
I was like, how are the girlies doing this? There's a lot going on.
I know. Maybe it's like, I don't know. Maybe if you have like a really, really, really modern TV, you can do it. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
I can't do it on mine either. So like, or on like the PS5 or anything like that. I've tried.
Yeah. I think you just airplay it to your TV.
Oh yeah. That makes more sense.
So stupid. So anyways. Okay. So you guys were doing a part 3 of childhood crushes, random childhood crushes.
Yes.
Again, we have over 700.
Yeah.
And I did a
cute, last time we did a good chunk, a good bout.
As I say,
we said chunk out of 700. We did like six. Which more than we did with Brittany.
Usually we do three. So what do you want from me? That's true. What was I going to say?
I think Brittany's, we only did one or two.
Yeah, we did like the Naked Brothers Band and like one more, I think. Okay, so I did a Q&A a couple weeks ago on my Instagram and someone had asked me, how do I get my submission read on Two Idiot Girls?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of you guys DM them to me. I don't read those. I literally pull straight from the Google form. That's number one.
Yeah.
I don't look at the Instagram comments. That's number two.
I would say the stranger it is, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to be silly.
Silly?
Like the sillier and the more random,
yeah,
the more likely it will catch somebody's eye.
Yeah. I will also say as the person who reads all of them, I would be as concise as you possibly can.
Yeah.
So I would say no more than three sentences. That's like, if it's too long, I won't read it. It's too long.
You know, well, what I mean? And just for the sake of like
timing
and the podcast itself, like, we don't want people to get bored listening to us read too many things.
That, and then like, just tell the story as plainly as you possibly can. So like, a lot of you are really funny, obviously, but I was listening to this episode of Smartless with Bill Hader, and he was talking about how when you would write jokes on SNL, they would talk about like a hat on a hat. So they're like, if the joke itself is already funny, you don't need to put a joke in the joke. Just like Drew doesn't need, it doesn't make the story or funny.
Yeah, exactly.
If I tell you who it is, that's, it's like, already funny.
That's perfectly applicable. Like,
yeah.
I don't need to put the name in there to make it funny. Like the joke is hilarious on its own. It stands on its own. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need help. So like for your submission, if you just put it just be as like, as unique and silly as possible and in like a nice, concise and plain way. More likely it'll get read. But that's not for lack of trying. We want to read all of your guys' submissions. It just gets a little difficult when we do really popular ones and we get like hundreds of submissions.
Yeah, we're doing our darndest.
We're doing our best, guys. We're working our hardest. I like actively forgot what I was going to say. But yeah, that's what I would do.
All right, friends, we're going to take another break. This one's with our friends at Babbel. So, ¿estás disfrutando de mi podcast? Thanks to Babbel, I know what that means. Do you? Recently, I've been learning to speak Spanish with Babbel, and you can too. Because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, check it off the list this summer with Babbel, because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. So I update you guys every time I do an ad for Babbel. I have been utilizing it for Spanish. It's been super easy and helping me understand the language. And I feel like I understand Spanish better than I speak it, especially because Spanish is spoken relatively fast. So I feel like mine is not as fast, but it's been getting me there, girl. And I'm very excited because it's super easy to use and it helps it stick in my brain the way that the programs are set up. With over 10 million subscriptions sold, Babbel is a real language learning for real conversations. And here's a special limited time deal for our listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/twoidiotgirls. Get 55% off at babbel.com/twoidiotgirls, spelled babbel.com/twoidiotgirls. Rules and restrictions may apply. Now back to the episode. Okay, this first one's from Angelica. Mm-hmm. And we got this one a bunch. It's Shark Boy from Shark Boy and Lava Girl. We didn't like that movie when we were little.
Yeah, I didn't care for that movie personally. I feel like
in that movie,
I feel like that's not very random because he's a human.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
That's not very random, but it's a good one. I feel like it's a solid one.
Well, we had a couple of, remember we did the human ones last time from that guy from What a Girl Wants and Brink?
Yes, but I'm saying like it's not embarrassing or random is my point.
Mm.
Yeah. Still counts as a childhood crush.
Yeah. I didn't get it in Shark Boy and Lava Girl, but in Cheaper by the Dozen 2, I was clocked in.
When Cheaper by the Dozen 2, what was the subtitle to it? There was none, huh?
No, it was just Cheaper by the Dozen 2. You guys, I was obsessed with the first Cheaper.
Dude, when I tell you that, like, she made me watch that movie so many times, I could, like, recite it from memory. She swore that she really loved Jake.
That is who I had a crush on. I used to go to my fifth grade class and print out pictures of him.
Gay.
With my friends. I know. I know.
Yeah, she loved Cheaper by the Dozen.
It was good.
One and two. Yeah, but mostly one. Mostly one.
Even Tom Welling, he plays the oldest brother in that movie.
Yeah, he's 32 and all the other kids are 9. How does that work? And the parents are 80. So how does that work? What is the math?
I don't know.
Steve Martin has had white hair for at least 50 years.
No, I know. I think it's crazy. Like a genetic condition or something.
No, I'm sure it is. Yeah. I'm just like, and he's with Bonnie Hunt.
Yeah.
Ledge. An icon, Ledge. There's lots of famous people in that movie.
The cast is pretty stacked because you know, like Ashton Kutcher is in the first one.
Yeah, Piper Perabo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Allison Stoner.
Yeah.
Who else?
I think I'm trying that's to think all.
Of side characters. Yeah, yeah dude. The fucking Cheaper by the Dozen series is so funny.
Yeah.
But also, like, okay, the first Cheaper by the Dozen, I'm not kidding. I used to think all the time that those kids were so fucking ungrateful.
I used to think that too.
I used to think all the time, like, you bitches are so, you're being so mean to your dad and he's trying to give you a better life.
Yeah.
And your mom is trying to be an established author. Your dad's the head coach of a college football team.
Mm-hmm.
And you bitches are complaining because you want to go back to bumfuck nowhere. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like the way that Charlie was acting. In the movie,
Hilary Duff's in that movie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. How did we forget, dude? The fact that they were so, and remember how, like, I think Jared Padalecki is in it. He's the bully at their high school.
I think so too.
He's like moo when they drive up their car. Remember
the things,
and it's like white on white crime.
He's like making fun of him because he thinks he's poor, but they live in that fucking crate. There's 12 kids
because they're from the south. Like,
I'm just saying,
they're from the countryside.
The country. I don't even know what state it's in, but I'm just saying, there's 14 people living in that big ass house.
Yeah, they have like they're living in the.
Or sorry, 13 because the oldest daughter doesn't live there. But I'm just saying, it's big enough for almost all the kids to have their own rooms.
They're living in the fucking murder house from American Horror Story.
Yeah, Asylum. Or not even a southern murder house. But I'm like, how are you making fun of me? My house is
moo.
Beans from Even Stevens is the neighbor. Too. Yeah,
dude.
It just reminds me of Diner Girl.
And then he opens his locker and they put corn in there. What the fuck? What? I'm just thinking, you're gonna let that bully you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they put corn in your locker. They're like, go back to the country.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just be like, that's a waste of money and food.
Go back to the countryside, you farm guy.
Farmhand.
Your
boy.
Your original house that they lived in the South looked like the one from X and Pearl.
It did. Moo. I'm going to start saying that to people if I want to.
Ugh.
That's what he said when he opened it. Corn. When corn falls out of your locker. Ugh.
Oh, people bully you from being from the South.
And not even from the... I feel like it's just like... They were from like fucking Missouri and they moved
Where does that take place?
Yeah. They moved to like upper east side New York or some shit. I don't not even. They moved to the suburbs.
They're in Indiana. So they
just moved to a different part of Indiana.
I think so.
Girl, what the fuck? I'd be like, move back, bitch. You're also in Indiana. The fuck?
Okay, it starts out in Midland in Illinois.
Oh, so they moved from Oh, wow.
It says Midland City, Illinois, and then Midland, Indiana. Which is it? I think it's Indiana.
I have no way of knowing, to be honest.
Oh, they moved from Indiana to Illinois. But so they moved from like a rural part to a suburban.
City slickers.
It's just so stupid.
City slickers. They went from country boys. When I die, I want to come back as a country boy. I bet you he played that in the car when they rolled up, and that's why he was like, moo. Can you imagine? Like, I'm sure dudes write that shit on my thing to call me fat, but it doesn't really make sense to call, to be like, you're from the farm, moo. To
a handsome white guy.
It's like, it was the face off of handsome white dudes. Like,
remember they bullied the only ginger kid in their family into running away?
Yes. That's why I said those kids were mean.
And they told him he was adopted.
They just like closed ranks on him alone.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
They called him the FedEx kid or something. Remember? Or, yeah. I can't remember.
And it's funny too, because Beans from Even Stevens is in that movie.
And his frog is named Beans.
Yeah, his frog's name is Beans. I wonder if that's BTS type of thing behind the scenes.
Inspo. Inspired by.
It's an Easter egg.
It's a hidden Mickey. Stupid.
Dude, I'm like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, how fucking awful that they're like, I hate this new house. Everyone bullied our brother.
And he gets to live in like the astronomy tower of the house.
It's like the Hunchback. They fucking put him away so no one has to look at him.
And none of the parents like pay attention to him.
And that's why he runs away.
I know.
And also he's not the only ginger. Remember one of the twins was a ginger. The girls.
Oh, that's true.
That's why I'm like, why this ginger and not that ginger?
I don't know.
I'd be like, okay, twin, you come live up here with me too. You fucking pariah.
I feel like Alison Stoner's character in that movie was a lot of lesbians will say that was their first like crush.
Yeah. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Remember they called him the FedEx kid.
I said that like 5 minutes ago.
You didn't say FedEx.
I said they called him the FedEx kid or something like that.
Oh, rolled the clip. Just kidding. Did she say it?
I did.
I just remembered it because she's like, nice going, FedEx. Remember that?
She said that for like, she was like terrorizing the house.
Yeah, she was like the lead bully.
So they could move back. I'd be like, we're not.
Well, no, like when they're making all their, I used to love watching that scene where they're like, they have like an assembly line and they're making the lunches.
Yeah.
And they're like making peanut butter and jellies over and over. Yuck. And then remember he tries to catch his frog and then it jumps in the eggs and everything goes everywhere. And then she's like, nice going, FedEx. It's the same energy as Mitchie has dishes to do.
Shut up.
Let's go. See, now that's a mean girl.
Yeah. Tess,
she was a mean girl. She was eating him up. I'm so sorry, but she was.
She was clearing him.
Of Hot Tunes TV China. She's just like, no, here. She's like, what? What she says, dude, in Camp Rock when she's confronting her about her lies, mm-hmm. and she goes, she says to her, your mom cooks for us and you help her. And then she follows it up by going, that's the only way you could afford to come to this place, right?
Isn't it?
isn't it? Holy fuck. That would make me cry.
Yeah.
Like at the vulnerable age of 14.
Yeah.
Dude, the thought of, she's like, your mom cooks for us and you help her. That's like, holy shit.
I know, that's crazy.
What did I do to you? And she like lied to fit in. It's like not even that big of a deal.
I know.
Holy shit, dude. That is such a mean thing to say. Like, that's obviously it's like elitist and fucked up, but like that is so mean to say.
I was watching, you know, you watch like 57 parts so you could on TikTok, so you watch an entire movie instead yeah, of just watching
the fucking
movie.
I do that all the time.
But I was watching this clip of this movie. I think Sammy Henrati was in it from Yellow Jackets.
Love her.
It's when she's super little.
We love Sammy.
And so this girl's like, she's like trying to befriend another girl. Yeah. And she gives her cookies and or that her grandma made, and this mean girl comes and steals them. Okay. And then she gives her other one. So then it shows them later in class. And so the teacher's like, okay, pass over permission slips. So Sammy, I don't know her character's name, but she's holding hers. And so the mean girl goes like, I'm collecting all of them. It's fine. So she takes them and she gives them to the teacher. And the teacher's like, can someone take these to the front office? And the mean girl's standing up there. She's like, I'll do it. And he goes, oh, why don't you do it? So she comes up. She's like, okay. And the mean girl's so mad. She goes and sits at her own desk. And then Sammy gets the papers. She walks past her. That mean girl literally is like flipping through her pencil box. She pulls out a pencil as Sammy walks past her. She stabs her in the back and she's all looking at her. And then she's like, watch your back. And then she just leaves the classroom.
What?
I was like, what am I watching?
What?
I know. So if anyone knows what movie that is,
that's scary. And so someone, that would scare me.
Someone was like, that was one of the most unhinged things I've seen
that's
a mean girl
so,
do.
So
just to stab someone in the back with a pencil.
Because you couldn't take the papers up to the front
and
office.
And it was like the girl you hate the most against.
For no reason. Holy shit, dude.
But anyways.
That's crazy.
I'm like, mean girls could be anything, I guess. I don't know.
Just the way that she was just like, your mom cooks for us. That's crazy. That's crazy. And they'd be like, yeah, and I'm going to make your meals from now on. I'm going to make them personally. Mm-hmm. So.
She could starve her out. She'd be like, don't feed her. She tells the whole staff.
No, I'm just going to put stuff in it every single time. I'm going to put new things in there. I'm like, I'm going to make your meals personally every single time. So I'd watch your back. And I stab her with a pencil.
No, with like a spatula or something. Okay, this next one's from Harmony. They said, I was absolutely infatuated with Jim Carrey's The Grinch. He was not only my first childhood crush, but also the one that lasted the longest.
See, that's weird. That's weird. That's what I'm talking about.
You don't think he's hot in that movie?
What do you think?
See? See?
I know he's packing heat.
Yeah, he's got a dumpy.
He's got a dumpy. he's carrying he's got he's a wagon. A wagon, bitch. He got an 18-wheeler back there.
What was the name of the character from Robots? The lady? Miss Fanny?
Yeah, I forget. Fanny. Yeah, I think it's Miss Fanny.
What's your name? The big butt?
Yeah, that's literally him. Dude, that's like Adam. He always... He loves that Christmas song from The Grinch when he's making the ornament for his crush.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. It's like a classic song, but they have a version in The Grinch.
Okay.
And he likes to play that during Christmas time. And every time, I'm not kidding, every time it's playing, he goes, oh, Martha, oh, Christmas.
You know who does a great impression of that?
Alex.
Alex.
Yeah. She's like, what a beautiful family heirloom.
Yeah, well, we were in New York.
That's what, yeah, and I told Adam, I said, you should tell Alex because she also does a good impression. Because he always goes, oh, Martha, oh, Christmas. When he's making the ornament. See, another story about someone being bullied. I can't believe that they treated him like that and they could not believe that he was terrorizing them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's me.
They literally drove him out of the town. Yeah. And they were like, why do you hate Christmas?
What do you mean you're going to come into my house and ruin Christmas?
What do you mean you're going to rob me? What does that mean?
What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Let me get this straight. So I've been mean to you and discriminated against you your entire life, yeah, and now you're mad?
And now you're going to treat me poorly?
I don't get it.
That is, I'm not kidding. That's like me. I'm the Grinch. And all the men on TikTok are the people of Whoville.
Okay, this next one's from
like, you pissed me off and you're mad I'm in your house.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck? What the hell?
What the hell?
Okay, this next one's from Zach. He said, please hold back your judgment, but I had a huge crush on the dad from Wizards of Waverly Place. I think he was like my gay awakening. My friends love to make fun of me for it.
He's funny.
He is really funny.
He was really funny. I've actually met him, David DeLuise. He is very nice. He's super sweet, very nice, very professional. We worked together on something that I literally can't talk about, which is such a fucking bummer.
Yeah.
Because it was really fucking cool. But I literally can't talk about it. But if I could, it would blow your socks off. But he was very nice. Yeah. He's so nice. And we follow each other on Instagram. So if you need me to send him a note for you, I will. but he was very nice. I think that's not too bad, honestly. I mean, there were two other men in that show you probably could have had a crush
on. I'm just
on.
Thinking of like how old I was when that show came out.
Yeah. But that's my point. That's why I said there were many men on that show that you could have had a crush on, but like the two brothers, like David Henry and
Jake T. Austin.
Yeah, I forgot his name. But like there were other men on there too. Like I think Greg Sulkin was on that show.
Oh yeah, who I've seen in person. He's very good looking. I saw him at a music festival one time.
I was gonna say, we have?
No, I saw him. This was before everything.
Yeah, like him. There were a bunch of other random dudes on that were like guest cameos or whatever on the mm-hmm. show that I feel like would have been maybe a little less weird. maybe you're a funny humor person.
Yeah.
Brittany is.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Brittany, I've been getting nonstop thirst traps of ghost cosplayers on my
Facebook. I haven't seen one, so that's on y'all.
I sent one to her and I go, why is this on here?
We all talk every day and mm-hmm. I haven't gotten one.
And she texts me, it's happening. And then I got like three more after that, and I don't like them.
Or
it's like of him and Koenig. I'm all, enough.
I thought they were the same person.
Well, one has the skull in his face and one doesn't. That's how you tell the difference.
That's right. I feel like I was thinking of Ghost has another name, his like real name.
I forget it. Yeah.
I thought his name was Koenig. Wrong.
Okay. This next one's from Alyssa. She said Otis the cow from the movie Back to the Barnyard.
Okay. Now we're getting weird.
I feel like every bitch has dated a guy that weirdly looks like him, but I'm 22 and I stand by this till I die.
You shouldn't.
At the farm. There's going to be cows on the farm.
Yeah, we always... There's going to be cows outside. We made that joke for so many years. Donovan loved that movie.
That movie's funny. I remember liking it. Yeah,
Donovan... Dude, remember the dad gets murdered and he's singing Johnny Cash? He's all, and I won't back down. You don't remember that? Y'all remember that? Remember when the dad dies?
Who's dad?
Otis's dad.
Oh, the cow dad?
Yeah, he dies because he's protecting the chickens from the wolves. Because Otis was supposed to be doing it, but he's out partying. He's out living life.
Being a big slut.
He's throwing a big shindig, and his dad took over his shift at the chicken coop. And then all the wolves come, and then it starts raining, and he's playing his banjo, the cow. And he's playing that playing that Johnny Cash song, I Won't Back Down, or whatever the fuck it's called.
There's no way that's the name of the song.
It's going, and I won't back down.
No, it's that's when I die, I wanna come back.
That's Blake Shelton.
But if that song was out at the time, that cow would have been singing that song. I feel that.
And then you go, moo. That's what I would do.
Then I fill his locker with cow shit.
It's funny because he didn't say, I don't think he said it like that. He like actually mooed. Like, and I just like, moo,
moo, moo,
moo. I'm a cow. Get it? Because you're from the farm. Get out of here, Brokey. That's what he's singing. You don't remember that part? Remember the dad's like, he's swinging the banjo and he's hitting the wolves off.
No.
And then it shows the chicken coop and there's like lightning and you see the dad like going down because the wolves are
what are you saying? What the hell are you saying to me?
When your cow dad gets murdered while you're having fun.
I don't know, what is he, Spider-Man?
Your cow dad gets murdered because you're having fun.
that you're experiencing a canon event.
Your cow dad.
You know the feeling when your cow dad dies?
So it's like me when my cow dad dies when I'm at a party.
That's crazy.
You don't remember the plot of Barnyard?
No.
How do you not remember that? We watched that movie so many times. Donovan loved that movie. Remember, he made us play it a fucking thousand times.
I remember
that. Holy shit. Yeah, he's like, and then he's like, oh my god, maybe I should stop being like a piece of shit son because my dad died.
It's crazy because why are the animals defending the other animals? Why isn't the
I'm just like the grandpa sorry out chickens there? Don't know what to tell you.
How did the wolves get in the thing? They don't.
They like jumped the fucking whatever the fence or whatever. But I told you, it's like he's like falling and all the wolves are like jumping on top of him.
What?
But they're not showing it because it's a kids movie, so they're showing the silhouette of it, of him like going down and the wolves jumping on top of him. Yeah. And then the next morning, like Otis is like it's like insinuated that he's like hungover from partying so heavy. And then he goes and he like talks to like one of the chickens, and the chickens are like, got some bad news.
Dead body over there.
Yeah. Got some bad news. And he's like, then he like buries him under a tree. And then he has like a coming to Jesus moment where he's
isn't
like,
that movie's kind of silly because boy cows are bulls.
I know. That's what makes it kind of funny. I know. And there's like, Otis is like a cow and his dad is like a cow. And then his girlfriend is also a cow. Mm. Like she's like, she's got like a pink bow and like earrings.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm serious. No, look up doesn't. Otis's girlfriend. Look up. Look at. That's how you know she's a girl. She has earrings.
This one girl. This has pink on head.
She's wearing hoops, so she's got to be a girl.
No, I think the girl one's brown.
She is. She's like a camel color.
Oh, okay. I thought, who played him?
Who played who?
Who played Otis in the movie? I thought it was Kevin James.
No.
It's not. I know it's not. I'm looking at it right now.
Does it say who it is?
Chris Hardwick.
Never heard of him.
Oh, Abby the cow. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me look up Abby. Girl cow. Oh, she's a different shade. So him and his dad are black and white. And then she has little
his
hoops.
Dad is like, his dad is not black and white. His dad is like a dark brown or something.
I just looked at
his
him.
His dad looks more like a bull than he does. Why do I remember that plot so clearly and you don't?
Oh yeah, the dad is black.
Yeah. Okay.
What the heck?
He's like a dark brown.
Or gray. He's gray.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see Abby. I want to see Abby.
Look, here's him holding his dead dad. Those wolves didn't take any chunks out of him.
Your cow dad dies and kills your vibe.
Nothing worse.
Dude, look up the scene where he's fighting the wolves.
No.
Please look it up. Did you look up Abby? Look her up.
I can't. You want me to look up 100 things? Hold on. Okay. I didn't realize it was called Back at the Barnyard too. Okay. What's your name? Abby?
Yeah. Abby the cow.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
It's not Barnyard 2, it's First Barnyard. That's not correct.
I'm looking, it's on Wikibarn.
Wikibarn? Hold on. You're looking it up incorrectly.
Do you want me to look up the fight or what?
Yes, I do.
Barnyard wolf fight. It won't back down.
See?
The dad's name is Ben. Full fight. Okay.
See, that's the whole thing. Anyways.
We're back, you guys. He literally, look up Barnyard fight. Back to the Barnyard fight. Full fight. He literally takes one of the wolves and holds him by his ankle and uses it to beat the other wolf.
He like lasso, like swings him around like a fucking poi ball.
That was pretty crazy.
I told you.
That was pretty crazy.
That movie's unhinged. So the fact that, well, also they're cows, so that's also unsettling.
Cow farm. There's going to be cows outside.
Hilarious. Oh, I know. Now that's comedy.
Now we're talking. She said, I don't know why the Geico insurance gecko was and is so fine. Like, no. Truly a king, and he has good insurance.
No. Hey. No.
Why?
He's also kind of a know-it-all. Like, in all the things he's like...
He's annoying.
He's always like, well, of course I'm going to do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's always like that. I'm like... If you know so much, Gecko, maybe go back to the office and get to fucking work.
Say it again.
He's like British, or not British. He's Australian, I think.
I thought he was British, but okay.
Oh, maybe he is British, yeah.
Where just is the Geico gecko from?
Do they even have geckos in the UK? I doubt it.
Oh, no, then maybe he's Australian.
Yeah, I think he might be Australian. But they, you know, geckos, as freaky deaky as they are, they're actually really good for the environment.
Yeah. And they're really cute to look at.
And they make a noise. Did y'all know that? Yeah, it sounds like that. It's like... It sounds like that. In the mornings in Hawaii, if you like live near like... Well, obviously, if you live in a whole bunch of like nature, you hear geckos all the time. And you're not supposed to like... Well, obviously, you shouldn't kill them. But you're not supposed to remove them if you see them in your house. Because they will be in every house. Because they eat bugs. They kill all the roaches and the spiders and all that shit.
Yeah.
They're good to have around. And apparently they're really good at insurance. He doesn't even do the insurance part. He's just like there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's just a representative.
He's annoying. Like if I saw a talking lizard, I'd be like, ew.
He's also a lizard. So
stop.
So you think about that on your own time.
I know. Okay. This is the last one we're doing. This one's from Angelina. She said, I hate myself for even admitting this, but I was so down bad for the blue Lego guy in Ninjago J. I don't know what it was, but something about that Lego man just captivated my heart. And then I moved on and had a crush on the black ninja, Cole.
I don't know anything about Ninjago.
They're Legos.
No, I know that. I'm saying I don't know anything about the lore. Like, I don't know about the story because I know they're like toys, but I also know there's like a show.
Yeah, there's a cartoon. They've done movies. Yeah. It reminds me of like, well, with the Legos, like they look like Legos. So I'm like, it has to be the voice, obviously.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's like a personality energy thing.
Sure.
It has to be, obviously.
Like when we talk about.
I would hope it's not the Lego.
No, it's just the voice.
Yeah.
But like when we watched the Ninja Turtles movie, the one that came out before the one that's out right now.
The one with Megan Fox.
Yes. Yeah. Like Raph in that movie. I was like, wait a second, you guys.
All right.
Me and Keilani were like, why was he so sexy though? It's the same thing with the avatars. I'm like, no, hold on a second. Let him cook. Hold on. Oh, hold on.
I literally saw someone say like about the avatars, especially the new avatar. Mm-hmm. They were like, I just don't know why they have to make them so fine. Like, why do they do that?
I was like, it's true.
You know?
What does that mean about you?
Thinking about them being 13 feet tall, triggers my
how tall is that
my megalophobia.
Do you think
the
ceiling is 13 feet tall?
Yeah.
Ugh, that hurt my stomach.
Yeah, can you imagine? No. Hey, no,
too much.
No, thank you.
Be smaller.
No, thank you. Yeah, the Ninjagos, I would hope it's just a personality thing.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of
But
like,
it's the same thing as cartoons. Like,
yeah, I guess, you know, it's the same with, at least those ones have like human faces, so I'll give you that.
Well, and like Legos are like modeled after people,
yeah,
to an extent, so I'll give you a pass.
It's kind of like in the Lego movie, you know how everyone loved the Batman character?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I see what you're saying. It's just one of those. Yeah, you should be afraid to admit that. I'm kidding. I don't know enough about the lore. Legos never really spoke to me personally when I was a kid, but better than the gecko.
I don't know. I think they're kind of tied.
I don't. I think one's modeled after a human and one is a literal gecko. He's a literal
They
reptile.
Both have human voices, though.
That is true.
It makes you think.
Or it doesn't. Or maybe I just refuse to think about that.
Or maybe I hate it and I want you to stop. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Ish.
We have been talking about our membership that's coming out. Some of you may have received a little bit of an email or text message from us.
Yes, and you can still sign up if you would like to, which I think you should.
I think you should. We're going to have the survey in the description box below, like the last couple episodes. But if you enjoyed this one, you can stream other episodes everywhere you can stream podcasts. And the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
But we love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.